everyone. Today we're going to be talking about In Cold Blood by Truman Capote. I'm your host, Alex, and I'm joined with...
Catherine.
And...
Elena.
So, a little background information before we get started. Spoiler alerts, by the way. In Cold Blood by Capote is a nonfiction novel, and basically it tells us about the story of the murders that Dick Hickok and Perry Smith committed on the family, the Clutters. And basically he provides quotes from interviews that he had with the townspeople and the agents that worked on the case, and he even went to the jail cells of Dick and Perry to interview them to see what they had to say about it. Anyway, without further ado, let's move on to our first topic. What did you guys think about the story as a whole? Catherine, would you like to start?
Well, it's kind of hard to decide because I thought it was a very enticing novel, but at the same time it's really difficult to get through because I know that all of these people were truly murdered, and I got to know them at the beginning of the novel as really great and respected people of the town. So just reading about their murderers and just the way that they thought, like Dick and Perry, the way they acted and what they did, it's just kind of awful, but it was actually really interesting to read at the same time.
Elena, your thoughts?
Yeah, kind of going off of what Catherine said, I mean, it was a beautifully written book, and but just hearing about, you know, this family, the daughter laying out her clothes for the clothes that she'd be eventually buried in, I mean, it just, it's kind of extreme the way right. Capote kind of takes it. But, I mean, on a different note, I really liked how you got to see different perspectives. You got to see, you know, of course, them trying to solve the case, but the murders themselves trying to think about, you know, what to do next after the murder, and just, you know, their overall hopes and desires, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that it was beautifully written, and I have a passage that I think was quite captivating, and it was very beautiful to me. So without, I'd like to read that. So it starts with, "This other bacteria, permitted to age, does not kill a man, but leaves it in its wake the hulk of a creature, torn and twisted. There is still fire within his being, but it is kept alive by casting upon it faggots of scorn and hate." Yeah. Okay, so, moving on to our next topic. So, after Capote published this book, a little controversy started bubbling up and started spilling out about how quotes that Capote used from people he interviewed were actually misquotes or made up entirely. And so, for you personally, what do you think? Like, if you're reading this as you did because of its true story, or would you consider it fiction because of some of the things that Capote added to make it more dramatic?
Well, I do consider it a nonfiction novel, emphasis on the word novel, because when I hear that word, I know that there's going to be, you know, it's a story, and so...
Right, right.
An author is gonna add a little drama, and I expect that. So, I know that it is based off of a true story, but there's gonna be a little extra added to that, you know?
Right, so you're saying that it's nonfiction, but, you know, every story is gonna have some dramatic flair to it, just to make it, you know, more juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Elena, your thoughts?
Well, honestly, Catherine, I have to disagree with that. If you're going to say a book is nonfiction, I think that it needs to be pure fact. I don't think that you need to add all this extra fiction stuff. Then call it fiction. I think it really is based on fact. But after that, it is just dramatized. I mean, he blows it out of proportion. Does he really know, you know, people, their lives and how they accounted for? Probably not. And, you know, the odds of him actually getting, you know, some of this stuff right is near to impossible. Right. Half these people are dead. I mean, how are you supposed to know that?
Right. And yeah. I think an important note to add is when Capote was writing this, he was recalling it from memory. When he was taking notes on what these people said, he wasn't actually taking notes. He was taking mental notes, quotes on mental. But, well, is Capote's memory actually good? You know, oh, I think I remembered this. You know, it's difficult to say. So
I read it. It took 6 years for him to write this. I mean, are you supposed to remember something from...
Right.
You know, that first time? I probably not.
Well, I mean, if it took 6 years, you have to consider that he probably spent a lot of time and effort making sure he tried to get it right.
So, thank you all for tuning into this podcast on Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. I had a great time, and I hope y'all did too. Some last-minute words. I'd highly recommend this book to anybody interested in, you know, murder mystery novels. And personally, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. How about you, Catherine?
I think I'd have to say 7 out of 10, definitely. Great book.
Elena?
Yeah, I mean, I highly recommend it. I also give it a 7 out of 10.
All right. Well, I hope you all had a great day, and I hope